Good morning, welcome everybody to the Sussex County Council meeting, November the 1st, 2016. 1 week until election day. I'll be over. First thing, Mr. Lawson, approve the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I've got a few amendments to the agenda today. We can strike the approval of minutes. We can strike introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, there are none. And we can strike executive session as well as possible action on executive session items.
Motion to approve the agenda as amended.
All right.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, we have one letter, and it's from an organization, Clothing Our Kids, thanking council for a generous donation.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comments, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. William Kinnick.
Good morning, Mr. President and distinguished members of the council. My name is Bill Kinnick. I live in Seaford, Delaware, at 134 Hitch Pond Circle. And I'm here on behalf of Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association, plus I'm here for the 40,000 residents that live in manufactured homes. We have some major issues, and in reviewing your responsibilities as a council, I feel that we need to establish some new policies to help cover and protect our residents that live in this council, in the county. I have some prime examples. I have a lady now that's getting a new sewer system because they placed a home on a piece of property that didn't have a permit, and the sewer system was deemed not usable by DNREC. So there's some issues that I believe that we need to establish, make sure that all court enforcement permits and everything are done by proper law through the manufactured housing, some type of initiative as such. Other counties have a manufactured housing division or small group to look over some of these things, but I believe we need to have this. It's very important. I'm here also to provide my assistance and provide any further guidance to the community and housing division that might need some help, because I am also on the Manufactured Home Committee for legislation in the state of Delaware.
Homeowners?
Homeowners, yes.
Owners.
The owners. I'm an owner. I live on leased land.
Okay. But not the home.
Not, yes, so. And another issue we've just went through, we had to continue to fight with code enforcement to get handicap ramp to an office in a manufactured home community. They couldn't find a place, so I finally took pictures, brought it up to the office here and showed them, and after 4 months, now we have a handicap ramp. So through my initiatives, my residents that live in this county are getting looked after. So that's my goal. I'm here to help do anything possible to get the policies established for manufactured housing in Sussex County. It's time that we step forward into this century and work and make sure we're all taxpaying citizens, and I believe we are here to help you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Before you leave today, if you could get your name and address and phone number to Mr. Lawson, so we'll have a copy of that, and we'll contact you.
Yes, sir.
Get that card. Give us all a card.
Give him a card.
Yes, sir. I'll do that right now.
I'm very glad you spoke up.
You can give us all some if you want to leave some extras.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan Kramer.
Hot bad.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Leonard Sears.
You're still on here.
Hey.
Thank you for your kind words.
Speak into your mic, please.
Wonderful.
Sorry about that. You know what we're dealing with.
Speak into your mic, please.
Good morning, Chamber. My name is Leonard Sears. I reside in Briarwood Manor.
My address is 11957 Hickman Drive. I've been a member of this community for 38 years. I've been a member of DMHOA for 22 years. I've all been all the way back to Smucker when it started. I'm here today to discuss three issues that are rapidly becoming very serious issues for the county. One, taxation without representation. We have a state code. We have a state code in which I would like to see in a few years a county code, a comprehensive county code adopted that code enforcement can go by. It's kind of a hard thing to represent people in the state of Delaware and not have a county code. I think it's time that the county adopt a code or take a codicil of the state code and add to, by amendment, what needs to be done for the state code to have an adopted county code.
A code what? A code to, for what?
Manufactured housing. That I just gave.
Okay. Landlord-tenant.
Oh, the landlord-tenant code.
Landlord-tenant code on leased land.
Okay,
on leased land.
Okay.
Second of all, I want to talk about the high eviction rates that's rapidly been coming in our court system for the last 3 years. And I know that we're not living in absolutely good times. These times are very trying for a lot of people. And some people, when they get down on their luck, the process is not a nice process. And to get help is really bad, because the eviction rates for the developer that runs our community is about 114 last year. The communities aren't being maintained, so what happens, they invite crime. You have vacant homes that the county now has to go through the full process of the eviction through the court and then over to another court so that the owners can get possession of the homes to destroy the homes or get them back so they can refurbish the homes. So the evictions process that we're having is getting to be one that is bad. It's bad for the Delaware State Police because they now have overwhelming places in these communities that are vacant and welcoming crime in it. So we've got to establish a system that's workable for all. The tenants within these communities are being jeopardized. The owners are being jeopardized. And when we put our men and women in blue out on the front lines, we're putting them in jeopardy too. Last but not least, I want to talk about the reverse of that. It's called affordable housing. Under market rents for some time, including issues that we've dealt with in the last few years in legislative hall to try to make this issue of affordable housing not go away in Sussex County. It's rapidly going away. That rents have gotten so high that even refurbishing or putting new on these lots are going above the values in which your average people anymore in affordable housing on leased land are able to call it affordable. It's getting tremendously high. So I think the county has a full problem to help us, not just the owners, not just people in manufactured housing living on leased land, but a whole network of problems to be joined together. And I feel the only way, after living in this community for 38 years, and I have been a taxpayer, I've lived in this community, I have been a manager, I'm not walking the walk and doing the talk for something I haven't done and that I don't believe in. I believe the only way that we can resolve the real issues today before us is one of this: the county adopt a code. Now, I know in 1984, we had HUD housing. 1987, HUD housing again. 1993, I believe it was HUD Housing's last before it started going to manufactured building. 1989, Department of Transportation got into middle of housing when they had a case because what are you trucking up and down the road? Manufactured housing, over 10 feet, 8 feet wide, over with permits. So it got to be an issue for the federal government too. But in the code, in 7006, it says, an owner will not lease a lot in a community that does not meet the state, county, and municipal codes and federal acts. I feel for some time the county has taken our taxes and gave us no representation. I feel it's time that the council consider us. Full scope. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for the time and the ladies.
Me too.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Paul Krieger.
Should we ask him a question?
We'll get some. No.
Maybe we should read some tax.
Good morning. Paul Krieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. Coming back, looking at everything, and different problems arise. Different issues is what where I've always been trying to separate AR from AR residential from general residential with the different issues in it. Now you had that gentleman in Harborson with the garage where he had to come in for a variance for a couple inches being over with being 15 feet from the property line on the structure that he has been built. Now from day one it's always been GR is all the same as AR. Now, with that all in consideration, if he was GR and not AR in the same R lot, same size lot, that building could have been put over to 10 foot off the property line, not the 15. So he wouldn't have even needed a variance. So as long as we're going to run that AR as GR, GR as AR, change the setbacks, fix it, make it all be relevant. And also, too, in GR, it comes back to the same thing for the private stable for the horses. Why in GR would I need a special variance, a special use variance for to have two horses in a GR? When in AR, there's no special use variance available for a private stable. Yet we say AR is agricultural, more leaning towards that. And with the differences that keep coming out and arising from it, the definitions were all poorly wrote. Going through with things that were missed that should be followed up on. And everybody says, wait for the comp plan. But during everything else, and somewhere between reading back and forth between the state, county, I don't know, from Google and everything, and trying to read different things, somewhere along the line, I thought that the county codes had to be updated so many years, then the comp plan was so many years updated, where one comes together. But if you're going to put all the money and emphasis into the comp plan, the ordinances should all start to be looked at. Just go through them and just, whether we can pick a couple of them, just start running them off as planning and zoning to start running through, see if there's any questions about any of these, see what can be fixed reasonably and affordably and make it all match. Because if you don't have the layout for the definitions, how are you going to be able to write the book? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We're going to move on the agenda now to our posted 10:15 public hearing. Sweet Meadow Lane expands the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Johnson Corners area.
Nice lake.
Morning.
Pardon?
Do you need to go through your part as the public hearing?
Yes, this is the time and place for public hearing on the Sweet Meadow Lane expansion of Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer. Mr. Ashman will give council a brief presentation. After that, council will ask questions, and subsequent to that, there will be an opportunity for the public to comment. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. This is an expansion of Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, what we define as the Johnson's Corner area. The district expansion was requested by the property owner of 533-1127.04, Shelley Lynn Wright. The property owner has submitted a letter requesting annexation and the appropriate funds, and the parcel is approximately 5 acres. The parcel will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,775 based on current rates. The parcel was posted on October 17th, and we have had no calls for or against the annexation. However, what you see here is the parcel that is in question, and in discussions with the property owner about a lateral location, it was determined that this adjacent parcel may be on a substandard on-site system. And with the possibility of utilizing a combined lateral, the engineering department would like to recommend possibly including this parcel at the same time. Just when the connection is needed, it's there, and it's in the district.
Ben Lars?
Yeah, in adding to that, if this particular parcel, which we recommend for the addition, is subject to a sale, it would be subject to the inspection of the on-site system, which would mean it fails, and you'd have to go through the process. So we are trying to do a preemptive recommendation to allow this to be proceeding environmentally prudent as well as administratively progressive.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, any questions? Did you have anything else, Mr. Ashman? Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public here that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Yes.
Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road. I apologize I get tagged in, but I do have one question. With the second parcel coming back in next to that, if I believe and know correctly, I personally know the property, but on that septic, that system and that system is not that old at all. And I believe the prior owners and stuff like that with that system, a lot of money went into it. How could something be passed, sold that quick, come through with whoever inspects this septic systems and all just in doing things properly that somebody would have to be replacing a system that new in there that it should fail when it should have been inspected not that far ago and a bigger mount system or however it went? It just seems logical for that to come up so quickly.
Is there any other member of the public that would like to address this issue? If not, Mr. Medlars, you were.
Yes, for the record, the being in the Inland Bay Drainage District, the system would have to meet the nutrient reduction requirements, and that would mean it would have to be a system permit in the last couple of years. So we're doing a preemptive consideration. There's nothing to be done by us other than you bring it in the district, lateral available for both properties if mm-hmm. needed.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, there was no other comments from the public, so therefore we can close the public hearing on this matter for the public.
Okay, we'll close the public hearing, and I guess, Mr. Ashman, do you have a
resolution?
Short title, resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include the parcels. Hold on, got a second back up here. Parcels on the north side of the County Road 388 Deer Run Road. The parcels are located in the Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Deaver, to adopt the Sweet Meadow Lane expansion of the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes, progress.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll move back up on the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. The first item, got a couple items to cover today. The first item of business is our public interview of Planning and Zoning Commission nominee, Mr. Keller Hopkins. I have some information that has been provided to you previously, but I want to make sure you have copies in front of you. I'm passing down the interview questions that were submitted to Mr. Hopkins, as well as his responses that were provided, and then a copy of his resume, in case you do not have copies in front of you. Per the rules of procedure, we will conduct a public interview. As council is aware, we will ask the questions of Mr. Hopkins, and he will provide responses. Council is able to supplement any of the questions that are provided in asking the nominee, and then it'll be up to council's pleasure as to what they elect to do at the conclusion of the interview. I would invite Mr. Hopkins to come forward, and we will, unless there are any questions of council, we'll begin the interview process. Good morning, Mr. Hopkins.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. As you've just heard, I'm going to ask you questions that you have already been provided and responded to, and we would ask you to respond in kind now, and as council hears your responses, if they have any other additional questions, they will they'll feel free to join in. Okay, question number one. Please provide a narrative of your background and why you want to serve as an appointed member of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I've been a resident of Sussex County my entire life, and had the privilege of being raised here, and also the privilege of raising all my children here in the county. I recognize the need for careful planning. It would be my desire to work to ensure that our next generation enjoys the many benefits of living and working in the county.
Okay, next question. Have you ever served on any boards or commissions that have decision-making authority? If yes, please describe your experience in serving.
Airland Emergency Resource Team, ALERT, is an organization that trains young men in the areas of expertise for the purpose of preparing them to do voluntary service in natural disasters. I also served as a board member for International Biblical Counseling, a nonprofit organization providing free counseling service nationwide, and I also served as county chairman for the Sussex County Republican Committee.
Okay. Next question. One of the statutory requirements of the commission or of the commissioners is that they be persons having the knowledge and experience to pass upon planning and zoning problems in connection with urban and rural development. Please describe your knowledge and experience in planning and zoning within Sussex County.
I have experience evaluating civil construction plans. I've worked with traffic management, water, and wastewater management.
Okay. Next question. Please provide your views on the role the Planning and Zoning Commission has or should have in the decision-making process of land use in the county.
The Planning and Zoning Commission is the final decision maker for minor and major subdivision applications and site plan review and approval. On all other matters, it vets projects and makes a recommendation for final decisions by County Council. The process may be viewed by some as cumbersome, but in my view, it provides a vetting process that allows for thoughtful and informed decisions by county government.
All right. Next question. Sussex County is preparing to update and develop its new comprehensive land use plan, known as the comp plan. Please describe your familiarity with the county's comp plan. Please provide your thoughts as to what should or should not be included in the new comp plan.
The comprehensive plan and its 10 elements carry the weight of law. However, is by design a guidance document which is supported and further defined by ordinance. I do not want to undermine public input by offering specific changes to the current plan. However, among items that need to be discussed are creating more than one commercial zoning district and providing language which provides more support for agribusiness.
Okay, thank you. Two more questions. Planning and Zoning Commission meets on Thursdays every other week with the regular meetings at 6 p.m. In addition, occasional special meetings are held starting at 3 p.m. when necessary. Are you able to fulfill this requirement and attend the necessary meetings?
Yes.
Okay, last question. As an appointed official on the commission, the potential for a conflict of interest with an application is always present. Do you have any known or anticipated conflicts of interest that may present themselves as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission that would affect your ability to serve?
I'm not aware of any conflicts of interest at this time. If a question regarding this should ever arise, I would follow the advice of the commission attorney on whether to recuse myself or not.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Mr. President, that concludes the public interview questions that I have. I'll turn it back over to you to see what the...
Any more questions of counsel?
Well, it would have to be a question of the applicant, not necessarily discussion among ourselves. Is that correct?
A question of the applicant.
Yes, question him on any position.
Yeah. Well, I have to say it sounds like you do want the job. Your answers were excellent. But I don't have any further questions of the applicant. I just have a question for us.
Okay. Any question of the applicant? Anybody?
I'll ask him a couple. I couldn't let him get away with just getting up there and saying anything. I'll just give you some general things. Agriculture and tourism in the coastal area are their two big prime things in this county that have made us what we are. I've always been concerned, Keller, that in our ag district, we permit any farm being developed into 2 units per acre, which I consider, if you look at other states and other counties and stuff, that's kind of considered fairly high for an ag district and things. I mean, do you have any thoughts on ways to encourage this council and through this land use revision to help foster and preserve our ag base, as opposed to making it so attractive maybe to developers? And you're very familiar with what's happened. You know, when the market was real hot, it seemed like developments were popping up all over the place in the middle of areas that you wouldn't think that were attractive. But anyway, do you have any thoughts on the ag district and the future of agriculture in the county through the zoning process?
Well, I really haven't drilled into the specifics, but I can tell you that our ag is very important to us, and there's a lot of people that are able to perform a lot of work and generate a lot of income as a result of the ag, and we have to do everything we can to protect it.
All right, well, that's good. And one other thing is we see it all the time. We have these development districts, and we have the environmentally sensitive developing district. Some council or some commissioners interpret that to mean that if it's in a development district, sky's the limit. Whatever we allow, we ought to be able to allow there because it's in a development district. My concern is that the development district doesn't say it has to be developed at the highest use or the lowest use, but depending on the conditions in the neighborhood and things like that. Do you have any thoughts on how you think you would approach something just because it's in a development district? How would you interpret that as meaning they should be able to maximize the densities and different things, or would you look at other criteria maybe to make a decision?
Not our business.
Well, Mr. Cole, my guess I would say that my great grandfather moved here in 1910, and we've been here ever since. And as I said in my as I noted in my report or my write up, and stated, I want what's best for our family, for our families, my generations, and yours, as we continue to reside here. So I don't think the sky's the limit on that. But there again, I'm looking forward to becoming more of a developing more of an opinion on how to drill into the specifics.
All right, good. I welcome you guys because I'm very familiar with your background, and I think that people with your kind of background, and even we get criticized by some people, I won't mention her name, about realtors.
my constituents.
Oh, but anyway, but I think people with the background that have been involved maybe in real estate and development have a better feel of what's going on than people that have not. And I know you have been involved in many aspects of your multi-faceted career. So thank you.
Thank you
for answering those questions.
I do have one more. We're losing a person from this that you're replacing, if I understand correctly. It's Mr. Johnson, who is a certified public accountant. And I have to say, personally, I was so happy with his work. He was not directly in the development area as far as where his income comes from, although of course a CPA is likely to have a lot of information about what good business and business. But my concern is that with his wide experience, I feel that my districts are losing somebody who has the ability to look at all aspects of development. And I feel that it's a real big loss. And so I'm looking at, your experience is fabulous, but it's very similar to what we already have on the commission. And I'm really sorry to lose somebody that would have some compassion or understanding for my district. It's coastal. And we're being, you know, hit with unbelievable amount of development and no planning, really. I have to tell you, it's just not planned. It's thrown together. So, you know, that's what I'm facing, representing the 3rd District. And so I'm going to speak for them. You know, I hope you understand it's nothing personal. But I'm praising Mr. Johnson because he had a very wide scope of interest.
Any more questions, Council?
Yes, sir, Mr. Vincent, if I may. Just two thoughts. Number one, thank you for being here. I know it's not an easy thing to do this, and we appreciate your willingness. And of course, obviously, Councilman Wilson has entrusted you by providing as a recommendation. So just a couple thoughts as I read through your resume here. Number one would be is I know that you have been a long-life resident here of the county, you and your family. And do you have any thoughts with regard to where we've come from and where your vision is for the future, just generically speaking? I mean, obviously, you've chosen to be a part of the solution, if you would, part of the process. The question would be is what type of asset do you see yourself bringing to the commission? And I'm just speaking in very generic terms here. Obviously, you think you can do something, so I'm thinking, what are your thoughts to that?
Well, in running a business, I'm a planner. And I'm more of a big picture person who is capable of drilling into the details. It takes more discipline for me to drill into the details, but I'm very capable of doing that. I'm looking forward to being able to work with a professional organization such as Sussex County, who does the details right, and allow me the opportunity to review the work and provide an opinion. And help to produce decisions.
Okay, and then the follow up question would be: is I know the commissioners are charged to also provide recommendations to the council. So as they see needs that come about and some things that you may see that have been going on for years, because that's just what the process has been. If there's a change or something that you see that we could do better, are you willing to cross that grain and let it be known and come up with a thought or two in reference to how we might be able to do some things better?
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you.
More questions of council?
That's good to have you, Keller. It's also one of the things one reason I selected was I believe he believes treat people like you want to be treated. That's very important to stay in time.
Amen.
You have high morals, and to me that's important.
Thank you.
Any more questions or comments from council? Hearing none, Mr. Wilson, do you have a motion?
A motion to accept it.
Mr. Lawson, do you have a motion to read?
Yes, I do. I have a motion on behalf of Mr. Wilson. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Mr. Keller Hopkins to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission effective November 1st, 2016, for the balance of the seat's current term until June 30, 2017.
Mr. Wilson, is that your motion?
My motion.
Motion, Mr. Second. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I would rather have had somebody with a wider perspective, and I think this is just more of what we already have, and I'm not voting for him.
That's a no vote.
No.
Okay. Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. I think the background will be very helpful to making the type of decisions we make on a planning and zoning commission. They're recommendations, and I believe that your background will assist you in making a good recommendation. Again, your familiarity with all these issues, traffic, environment, and infrastructure. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett.
And, I will share that I appreciate Mr. Wilson appointing you as a recommendation, because in the end, I think we need more of you that represent the people of this county and not less. I appreciate your business background, your ethics, your morals, and your willingness to be a part of the solution for the future of this county. So absolutely, I'll be very proud to say yes.
Thanks. Mr. Wilson.
I'll be very glad to say yes.
I vote yes also. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. Look forward to working with you.
Yeah, me too.
We're now going to move to our 10:30 public hearing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At